Hi, I'm Josh Kaplan. I'm a senior program manager with Microsoft Power BI. And today I'm joined by Tom Peplow from Milliman.
Hi.
And Tom and I have actually worked together now for a little bit. He was one of our original partners when we first conceived the idea of Power BI Embedded. And we worked with Milliman to actually get this product to market, and they were one of our big launch partners. And Tom, can you tell us a little bit about Milliman?
Sure. Yeah, I can just go through a high level of Milliman. We're an actuarial consulting company. I mean, we're not really a product business. We sell consulting services to globally. We're advisors to 80% of the leading insurers, and we've got offices all around the world. This is quite a cool place to work. I get to go all around the world to do
Imagine
stuff.
Imagine lots of numbers.
Lots of numbers. Yeah, they're crazy for the numbers, and they're hard statistics and predictive models and all that good stuff, which is kind of a good fit for Azure and where it's going right now. Yeah. So I kind of give you a little bit of a history of my practice within Milliman, which is Life Technology Solutions, where we build desktop modeling software originally for actuaries to be able to do cash flow, asset and liability modeling, which lets them build really quite complex stochastic and deterministic models for analyzing life insurance companies. Is complex and requires lots of computation. So, we moved from desktop products into grid computing using Microsoft HPC and other vendors. And then with regulation in the UK and Europe and now around the world, the computational needs gone up a lot.
And so you need that extra power.
Yes, yeah, so we need that extra power. So, we're a massive user of Azure. We use, heaps of CPUs. Many hours of computations happen. So just to give you an idea of the growth we've seen from our customers and through our product, we started off in 2013 with around 16 million core hours in a year. We're now at 64 million core hours in a year, which is a lot more core hours.
Yeah,
a lot more. And obviously that brings with it lots of data, right? Yeah. The next challenge we had to solve was, you've done all these computations for us, but you've put petabytes of data in the cloud. How do we find that needle in the haystack? What's that number? Where do we go for it? And that's kind of why we engaged with you guys with Power BI Embedded, and how can we seamlessly embed a reporting solution in our application and enable users to get that insight without having to go surf through terabytes of data.
So you actually give all this power, all this data to your end users?
Yeah, I mean, we're very much giving the actuary the power in their own hands. We're not in an IT shop building reports and saying, hey, here's your balance sheet, look at this. We really want to let the actuary be creative. Yeah. And we wanted a tool that let them be really creative. And when we evaluated lots of systems, we found that Power BI gave them the ability to be as creative as they wanted to be, mm-hmm. especially with being able to embed R visuals and go to town with some complex R code. And the other real big selling point was that it is in Azure, full cloud service hosted by you, looked after by the Microsoft team. So we don't need to run. We're not in the business of running.
So what is that tool you created?
So we created an application called Integrate. I can actually show you if you'd like. So this is the Integrate application. This particular part of Integrate is the data authoring component. So this lets the...
This is hosted in Azure as
this
well.
This is hosted in Azure. Yeah, this is all hosted in Azure. They log in through, a lot of them are federated using... Azure AD,
but they've signed up. They've got some sort of subscription with you, got some deal with you, with Milliman itself, and they're able to log in and use this tool.
Yeah. So we sell it and they log in and use it, and it's their their users logging in, which is kind of cool with the way the Power BI reports work. So let me just show you one of the embedded Power BI reports. We have this user who John Smith. That's not me, but somebody. Who's logged in, and he's able to look at his report here without needing to log in again, which was a big win because we wanted it very much embedded.
How do you hook your authentication up to the authentication of Power BI?
Yeah, so what we do is so this list on the left here is based on your permission. So if I'm a particular type of user, I have permission to see a report. So we deal with that bit in our application.
So someone logs in, you authenticate them, then you authorize what they're allowed to see, you'll display them a list of reports, they click on that report, you open that report up in Power BI, what's the next step there to kind of bring those two together?
Yeah, so we'll go and make a call using the REST API to acquire a token that will give them access to this report.
Okay.
Then we pass that token into the iframe and that gives them their reporting session. So once they've got their, you know, once they've got their reporting session open with Power BI, you can now interact with the report. It remembers who, you know, remembers you, you're allowed to interact, and all of the reports just work. We have to keep the session alive, okay. Renew the token and stuff, but other than that, it's pretty straightforward.
So it's fully interactive in here. It's your user, and you do the authorization, the authentication, and they're able to just then go and view the reports.
Yeah, super straightforward.
Great. So how does this data get here? How does this report get here?
Yeah, okay, well, there's two authoring aspects that the user has to go through, right? So they've got, you know, the first off, they've got to build a database. So we've provided tooling that lets them mine the data in the cloud using Hadoop. So they write scripts in Pig. So if I show you an ETL process that someone has built.
This is a job someone's built within.
Yeah, it's a job someone's built within our tool.
Within Integrate.
Yeah, and it, you know, a job's a series of...
Your boss is checking in.
Yeah, I'm sure I killed Outlook. I'm pretty confident I did, but whatever. It's still going.
Something else comes, yeah.
They've built a process with two. This has got two simple steps in it. Mm-hmm. So they've written some Pig here that can. It reaches out to blobs in the cloud and finds the data, and then builds. This is unpivoting or pivoting some data around to go into the reporting database.
Okay.
This actually runs in Azure Data Factory, so we have a link off here to take you to the Azure Data Factory. So this is running in the cloud as well. So all the data movement and ETL processes are Azure Data Factory.
So you basically put a kind of a layer on top of Data Factory.
Yeah. So we because and the only bit the author wrote was these two bits here. Mm-hmm. So that these are the two authors. You know, these are the scripts the authors wrote.
And it seems like there's a lot more going on.
There's a lot more going on because we need to do dimensioning. We need, you know, identify the dimensional values, build the dimension tables. We automatically populate a star schema for them.
So all these rest of the steps were automated by you.
Yeah. All the rest of these steps were automated by us. So you know, this part of the process here is identifying the unique dimensional values, inserting them into the database, getting the foreign keys ready.
Okay.
Significant performance increase with column store databases if you do follow a star schema and have
so you
keys.
started in blob, you've transformed that data, now you've reduced it in size, now you put it into SQL Azure, you've column stored it.
Yeah.
Star schemed it and you've basically related everything together.
Yep. And then so this is the final bit where it updates the fact table to have the foreign keys and it all goes into the database. So this gives them two big wins, right? They don't have to worry about, you know, these aren't data modelers, right? They're not database administrators. They're people that want to build a report.
Okay.
And they know what columns they need. They know from that they can identify which the dimensions are. Mm-hmm. So I want to splice my data up by fact, splice my data up by, I've got it by fund, by line of business, or whatever their dimensions are. Okay. And that comes out naturally when they're building a report in Power BI Desktop.
So we got the data in SQL Azure. What's the next step to finish this off?
So the next step is we need to go provision the report. So part of this, the last part of this process we'll do is actually publish these reports. So they upload, so you do it in two phases. You can run some ETL to generate the database and build reports on the desktop. And then once you build the reports on the desktop, you upload them into Integrate, associate them with your ETL process, and it will take care of deploying them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll actually go, it'll take the report, it'll push it into your instance of Power BI Embedded, and then how do you hook the two together?
Yeah, so we push our report into Power BI Embedded instance, so into the workspace. So the API calls we kind of make in sequence are, add the report to the workspace.
Okay.
Then once the database is ready, connect the report to the database.
So you can change the connection information.
You can change the connection. So that's what's really great is we can build the report in a development environment, have it tested, reviewed, signed off by the business. I mean, these are business people building reports, but we still want them to test their work. So there's a review and approval cycle as part of the application. Mm-hmm. They get that all squared away. It goes into production, but we want it to be completely automated, hands off. Build the database, fill it with data, deploy my reports, and let people access them.
You're doing a lot of advanced things here.
Yeah.
And you're able to kind of hide that from your users using Integrate on top of that.
Yeah.
And automating all the stuff behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next?
Well, what's next, really, what we want to try and do is there's two big wins we see. One of the things the actuary will do with the data is try and find, you know, that they'll build. If we go back to this report that they've got here, they're looking at values of their business. They're looking at the numbers. They're trying to figure out what's going on, and they need to communicate this with other people. So it might be that this data point's quite large, and they want to kind of tell someone about it. So we want them to be able to interact with the report and be able to record their commentary around, but make that contextual. so they can have contextual interactions with a report and people later can go and have a look through. So we call that kind of the story, telling a story around the data. Then the other is calls to action. So if you're thinking about, you know, you're running a 4 days worth of computation. Mm-hmm. What's great with the solution is we're feeding data incrementally into the database, the Power BI report with direct queries interacting real time with the data in the database, which is super great because then they can make a decision. It's like, oh no, you know, something's happened, we need to stop. We want that call of action, call to action, to be embedded within the report.
So they'll see some data within the report.
Yeah.
And then based on the output of that data, they'll want to take some action, and you'll give them the actual ability to take the action right here without having to leave.
Yeah, that's great. And that's right. And what if I show you this little sample from...
This is our new JavaScript API?
Yeah, new JavaScript API. So I don't know if I'm... are we showing the screen?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
This is our new JavaScript API.
This is the new JavaScript API. So, I mean, this is awesome because I can... there's a nice programming model in JavaScript where I can see the state of the interaction. So here you can see I've got a data point selected.
So let's click. So you have, okay, that one there.
So we go and select that data point, and then this updates to say I've selected a different.
Which point was clicked, what they clicked on, and then you can use this to then add some commentary to it and store that in your database.
Yeah, so the plan would be, I mean, one of the other bit of value we add on top is that we version control all the reports. So we know when they go back to a given, if they go back and look at one of their stories, we can show that report at that point in time, their interactions at that point in time, and then replay them. So you can go back and forward between the two.
Great. Anything else?
Predictive analytics, I guess, is the next big thing for us too. So really, where some of those decisions, looking for outliers, doing cluster analysis, more complex data analysis, more on the back end at scale, using Azure machine learning or R on HD Insight. We haven't quite picked the
approach. Basically, a lot more.
A lot more, yeah.
Great. Cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me today.
No worries. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for being such a great partner since the beginning of this project.
No, it's been a blast. Yeah. Cool. Thanks. Cheers.